This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
From the You Can't Make This Up file, air traffic controllers, Lee, are taking a 45-day paid trauma leave after the Newark airport incident. 45 days off for a 60-second, yes, admittedly traumatic, radio outage. 60 seconds. Headline, Fox News, air traffic controllers take trauma leave after close calls. Communications failures in Newark. And the reason for this, by the way, it's paid. So I'd be like,
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm experiencing, what is it? Hold on, let me look at my phone. PTSD, that's what I have. Yeah, that's me. I'll take 45 days off. Going to Hawaii, you know. That's great. What allows this? Well, under the Federal Employees Compensation Act, FECA. Well, we call it fecal.
Just thinking the same thing. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. We're in the gutter already.
I know.
7 o'clock already.
Well, no, we're doing better than most days. We're in the gutter by 6:30. Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, no. Under the FECA Act, air traffic controllers are entitled to a 45-day continuation of pay or trauma leave for mental health conditions like stress, anxiety, or post-traumatic stress disorder from an identifiable work-related incident.
Now, I got a question. I understand that's a stressful situation, mm-hmm. but you're on the ground in a tower.
Yeah.
And you lose communication.
Right.
What about the pilots in a plane and the ground says, sorry, we can't see you. We can't communicate. We don't know where anybody is. I think those are the folks that will be getting paid leave. Of course, you know, once again, the pilots are, they're looking at what's going on. And so they have a responsibility for their plane and passengers and all that stuff. So they, you know, there's a backup there. You've actually got a pilot there flying the darn thing. So anyway, but yeah, it's a bad situation. It shouldn't happen. And it's because this nation, because Congress has not for decades funded upgrades to our FAA controlled situation and computers and radars.
Yeah, we got 1980s era stuff. I mean, sorry, after $37 trillion, like, where did it go?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, this is the same thing we're hearing about. Well, we can't stop the fraud in the federal government because we're still using 1980s computers. Some of them have floppy disks.
Yeah, which many in our audience don't even know what that is.
Right. Well, no, I mean, and Jesse Waters said, look, they like it this way. That's why they don't update it. But where does the money go then? I don't know.
Yeah.
So they're short already 3,000 of these air traffic controllers.
Yeah.
Now these guys are taking time off, so they're canceling flights right and left. You know what the answer is here? This is not hard stuff, right? It's never hard. The answer is never hard, right?
Yeah.
If you have political will to do it, privatize this and be done.
Yeah.
Then guess what? The FECA, Federal Employees Compensation Act, does not apply.
Yeah.
And guess what else? You'll get to use their more modern equipment that they already have.
Well, you remember what Ronald Reagan did when the air traffic controllers went on strike?
Yes.
You're fired.
Exactly. And this way, you know what? I think they should all have to go through the application process again so we can sort out the ones Obama let in who couldn't make it because they were not mentally qualified to be air traffic controllers, have no business doing this, from the ones who do have business doing this. Let them all reapply for their jobs. It'll keep America safer. There, see, look, it's not even 10 minutes into this segment and I just solved the problem. Common sense, y'all. And meanwhile, I mean, Fox News reporting, I mean, they've had over 1,000 of these across airports. Why? I mean, this is just so stupid. You know? And I mean, you tell the private sector, yes, I would like to take a 45-day break from my 60 seconds of trauma. And they're like, what? And when you pay as well, you know, I mean, they are so well paid. Are you kidding me? They'll be like, okay, bye. See ya. That guy needs an attitude adjustment. That's how it should be. These are important jobs. This is life or death stuff, you know? You can get people killed. So, meanwhile.
And I just still think it's hilarious the way that you had Democrats will immediately say, well, Trump's to blame. It's like, this has nothing to do.
That's why they're elevating this.
Yes, exactly. Because this has nothing to do with anything the Trump administration has done.
No, it's the equipment. Yes. It's the age of it. It's how the screw up in the policy really goes back to Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I mean, come on.
Most recently, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's ridiculous. Okay. Meanwhile, on another subject, everybody's head spinning yesterday over Iran and Trump's two comments.
I would much prefer a strong verified deal where we actually blow them up. But
that's very verified.
Or just denuke them.
Is it the U.S. position that Iran can have an enrichment program as long as it doesn't reach a weapons?
We haven't made that decision yet. We will, but we haven't made that decision yet.
Yeah, it's very verified when you blow them up. This is a different Trump than last time on Iran. And part of the reason here is that he's got, I mean, I know his thinking. I understand his thinking. Makes perfect sense. When the Democrats come back in office, they immediately begin, you know, sending billions of dollars to Iran with which to get the nukes, to acquire the missile delivery technology, to do all of it. The Democrats are practically merged with Iran. Oh, and by the way, Iran sent two assassins to kill Trump, and the Democrats were cool with it. And so he knows he's got to stop Iran. He's got to defang Iran in a way he didn't really have to do last time. And he's got very limited amount of time to do it. And so, listen, this is him outraged after Iran, the Ayatollah, put a fatwa on him and his team, threatened to assassinate him, but vowed to assassinate him and then sent assassins to do it. One of whom, both of whom are, you know, on trial, about to go on trial, but one of whom even cut a deal with a cartel hitman. And what was the response on that from the Biden regime?
And I can say that if I were president and somebody was being threatened, openly threatened, like they've threatened me, I would say, if you do that, even if this was an opponent who I disliked, if you do that, we will obliterate your entire country and it would all stop. But they wouldn't make that statement. They won't make that statement.
Again, the Democrats rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran a week after we caught the second assassin trying to flee the weekend of Butler. I still think he had some involvement with one of these assassinations. And Trump is rightly afraid. The FBI won't disclose any of the information. But what we do know is that the assassin entered the country after the FBI approved a special visa for him. They stopped him at the airport. They interviewed him. They let him go. And then they let him overstay that visa. Finally picked him up as he headed out of the country the weekend to Butler. We don't know any of the details on that because they won't disclose him despite demands for 30,000 pages from Congress. So if you're Trump, you're a little paranoid about Iran. You're a little scared. You're a little frightened. You should be. And you know, Democrats get back in office, they'll be allowed to hunt you. Virtually allowed to hunt you on the soil. So what do? Well, you threaten them. You say, we will turn your country to glass if you kill me. And then you take the ability of Iran away to do that. And it needs to be taken away. We can't have the Ayatollah threatening to kill the president of the United States, having sent two assassins to do it. Oh, and we'll let him get nukes. Those things don't work. You kill or attempt to kill the president of the United States of America, that's an act of war. So, Trump, I think this is equal and opposite. I know a lot of people disagree with me on that. This is equal and opposite. I would like to see these facilities bombed yesterday. And a lot of people say, but Israel should take care of their own. Israel can do whatever they want with Iran. This is between the Republican Party, Trump, and Iran. No other country has attempted to assassinate a president of the United States to put a fatwa on him. On Twitter, for the love of God. I get censored, but not the Ayatollah of Iran when figure. He puts it. Back in the day when Dorsey owned it. So this is an escalated situation. This is not Trump carrying out the dictates of Israel. This is not that. This is new. He gets it. That's him saying that we got to change the way that we handle this. So once you hear all of that, listen to Trump again, and it'll make sense to you.
I would much prefer a strong, verified deal where we actually blow them up. But blow them up or just denuke them.
Isn't the U.S. position?
And when he says blow them up, he's not talking about killing like people. He's talking about blowing up the nuclear reactors.
The facilities, yes, the enrichment facilities.
Yeah, and which are technically civilian. But they're now talking in terms, this is where they should go, of no, Iran is not going to be allowed to have a civilian nuclear program. Sorry. Not when you behave like this. Again, for anyone who, I'm sure someone's texting you right now, who are we to say, you try to kill our president? Now we have every right to say that's an act of war. And they got to be defanged. And it's very dangerous not to take them out, their nuclear capabilities, should the Democrats ever come into office again. They have to be taught that no matter what the Democrats let you do, and no matter how many marches you march in together, and no matter that you're sharing the bill 50-50 for those violent Hamas assaults on campus, which Carby admitted they were, you don't get to merge with the Democrat Party. We're going to take your ability to hurt people. Trump understands it like no one else because he lives it. Every single day he has to worry about an assassin's bullet from Iran. Again, I can't think of a bigger act of war. That is an equal and opposite response. It's the right response. Or things are going to spin out of control. He's not, folks, he won't live. He will not survive the rest of his term if he doesn't do things like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? What about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we've got a psychologist on the text line, counselor. Says a lot of their customers, their clients already using AI for counseling. Works really well. Got the text and I'm like, well, then what are you doing? Still getting paid? Texter writes, Zuckerberg's a perfect individual to promote AI. He's been pretending to be human for decades. Texter writes, AI has been my biggest fear since high school. Have you done any research on the singularity? I use AI as little as possible. It is quite addicting, though. Anyway, talking about Zuckerberg's interview, saying most people in the future will have AI friends, more AI friends than human friends. They'll go to AI counselors. Businesses will use AI for promotion. Me, I'm addicted to Grok. I am. And I don't use it as like a friend. I don't. That's really weird. I use it more as an advisor for everything. And I mean everything. Take this recipe, Grok. Improve it. It does. Take this post for my podcast. Make it better. I'm tired. And then it does. And it gets like, it's like normally I'll get, you know, 1,200 hits. I got 3,000. Write a post for this video, Grok. Think about this. Matt, you ever been to marital counseling? You go in there. And what they're what he's saying is AI will know you better than anyone. There is no one who can know you like AI knows you. Think about that. It's true. That's why it can be the better friend that you've ever, best friend you've ever had, but also the best counselor. So many ways I'm not even thinking of. I think about it this way. Suppose you go into marital counseling. You go in there. He says, and I really resent how much time she spends online shopping and driving around town shopping. I resent how much time she spends with her friends. You know, I'm not her first priority. Blah, blah, blah. Well, another counselor will turn to her and say, well, and she'll say, well, I resent the fact, look, I am the one who does all of the clothes shopping for the kids. What does he want me to not shop? They'll go naked. Then he'll complain about that. And it's the same arguments everyone always has, right? What does he not want anything on the table? Gotta go shopping, gotta go to the grocery store. And then AI pulls your entire transaction history. AI pulls your whole search history. AI pulls your social media history. AI, if you know you have the like the Google map tracker, pulls that too. Says, well, you do spend 32% more time than the average American shopping, and you do spend 42% more time than the average American on social media. Would you like me to do a deeper search of your social media time, posts versus messaging, comments, whether you're commenting on friends and family's pages or general information? And then your husband points to you and says, see, go ahead, have it do the analysis. See how this goes? I mean, this is crazy. Text your rights, it could be your worst enemy. Yes. Got some more Grok addicts on here. Like me, I am a total Grok addict. My kids come to me now, Mom, what was it? How do we, I don't know, ask Grok. They're like, wow. I'm like, I know. Doesn't solve anything. Mom, should I double the butter in this if I'm just doubling the recipe, or would that be too crazy? I don't know, ask Grok. Texture rates, Skynet will rule. Look, I'm telling you, it's not that I'm weak, it's that it's so good. Texture rates chair, they are trying to replace God with AI. Another texter writes, we were trained by starting to use Hey Siri or Alexa or Hey Google. Yes. Anyway, we're talking about Zuckerberg and what he said, that AI will replace everything. You'll have more AI friends. You will have AI counselors. They are actually better than human counselors. You'll have AI doctor. Oh my gosh. By the way, that's how I started using Grok. Elon Musk put a post up. I had a mammogram and I had like a weird lump thing and I had to keep following up. It was scary. And he said, try Grok. It's better than a doctor. Put your exam, you know, put your x-rays up. Get a second opinion. And darn, it was the best analysis I got. Nailed it too. Nailed it. Said, if I had this, you know, further test, which I was like, ah, should I do? It was like $700. Should I do that? What would it likely say if I had the test? And they said, well, this is, you know, this is what it'll probably say. And, it's what it said. Should have skipped the test. And I went, wow, this thing can do everything. It is as good, if not better, than a doctor. And I did that after Musk posted, hey, you know, start uploading your test results. And now I do. Gives me a better explanation than a doctor. Here are your options. Do you have any other questions? Texter writes, AI makes you not think for yourself. That's the worst part of it. You know how I'm using it, though? Google is so censored. And by the way, we're now finding out they're censoring for the European Union. Censoring Americans for the European Union. Can you imagine? Talk about totalitarian regimes on the edge. So I use Grok to get around that because Google is so biased in its results. It's even like pro pharma, you know, pro major medical establishment. I'll go around that with Grok. And Grok is some of that, but they'll also offer alternatives. I don't mean to do a sales pitch for Grok. I'm just saying I'm addicted to it. Look what's happening to me. Texter writes, will the controlling elite depend on AI or will they depend on their God? It's not AI, is another enslavement tool. Well, okay, you can always walk away from it, okay? Texter writes, are they appointing an AI pope? I don't know. We'll find out when the smoke comes out. And finally, Texter writes, just what we need, something else to replace relationships. This is what people go to say. Well, AI doesn't betray me and it knows me better than anyone. And it does. It's got your search history. Come on. You got people you love. I bet you're hiding something from them. Not a big thing. Maybe just an interest or a perversion or, yeah, I don't know. AI knows. See the problem? Text writes here, I got grok after listening to you a few months ago. I am hooked too. AI does not provide accountability like a person will. You're right. No, you're right. Texter writes, Tara, are you real? Or are we listening to AI? I'm real, Kim. I'm real. And finally,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All fake. It's so very fake. It's our economy. Wow, how fake. Okay, just to catch you up, because see, I actually remember this. During the times of great Bidenflation, we were told, well, okay, you can't afford to buy stuff, but you know what? At least there's jobs, lots of jobs. We're creating so many jobs. It was the only bright spot in the economy. Job, 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 jobs, they said. Because they had nothing else. Remember, inflation was supposed to be transitory, and that was when it was at 4%. It more than doubled. We've never recovered. About those jobs. They began revising them away after they didn't need them anymore at the midterm. And honestly, one of the biggest criticisms of China, and it's a correct one, is they just lie. Their financial stats out of their carbon, they just lie. Well, we're just like China now. Bureau of Labor Statistics just weaponized as anything China's got, and it lies for the Democrats. And boy, does it lie. Now, look, they've been adjusting job statistics for a very long time. 3 months later, they'll come out and say, well, you know, it's there with 3,000 jobs lower, 5,000 jobs higher. That's typical. Not 100,000 jobs lower. Not, oh, yeah, those 800,000 jobs, yeah, they really weren't created under Biden. Yeah, that didn't happen. Then, final quarter last year, we found out, well, it might be more like 1.5 million fake jobs. Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and adjust it down. Wow. And then yesterday, this broke. It's huge news. And how you know that is you don't see it anywhere. Not in any of the mainstream, supposedly mainstream financial media, which is how you know it's a big deal. Here's who you can always go to find out what is actually going on in our economy. EJ Antoni, take a listen. Another Biden jobs revision. They were fake.
David, I tell you what, the big downward revisions for Biden administration era data keep coming in thick and fast. The latest from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in the third quarter of last year, a period when we were previously told the economy added 399,000 jobs, it turns out that private sector job growth in that quarter was precisely zero. We added no private sector jobs during
that
time.
You heard Dave Brat, who was interviewing him on a podcast. Say that again. Dave Brat is the head of the finance department at Liberty University. Say that again, EJ. EJ says, yeah, it just broke this morning. This was yesterday morning.
In the third quarter of last year, so that's the period from the end of June through the end of September, we were told that last year the economy added 399,000 jobs after all the already existing downward revisions. We so supposedly added almost 400,000 non-farm payrolls, as they're called. And now the latest data from the Business Employment Dynamics report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these are official government numbers, show the private sector added exactly zero jobs on net during that time. In other words, all the job losses equaled the job gains, a net zero change. So there goes 399,000 jobs that we supposedly had. Once again, David, this is an example of where we got data that was inaccurate. Of course, it was inaccurate to the upside. In other words, things looked better than they actually were. And this is a big reason why President Trump got reelected last November. People could only be told so much, don't believe your lying eyes and don't believe your empty wallets. It didn't matter how many times the media told us everyone has jobs. There were a lot of people sitting there who couldn't get jobs, at least not very good ones. And this report confirms that. Now, of course, these data that we got today are essentially going to be part of the annual revisions. But those annual revisions don't come out right away, as the name implies, annual. They only come out once a year, and they cover a period from March of one year to March of the next. So that means that we're not actually going to get these data until next year. In other words, we're not going to see the total impact on the jobs numbers during the the entirety of the Biden administration.
And what was last?
Okay. So we're at 1.5 million fake jobs plus 400,000 more fake jobs, about 1.9 million fake jobs. Do you remember why we hiked the interest rate so hard during the Biden administration? I mean, besides the massive money printing Zimbabwe style. Do you remember what our lying scoundrel of a Fed chair told us, Jerome Powell? Useless. That guy is. Why did he do it? Well, he had to cool down the jobs market, remember? It was too crazy. There weren't any! None! Well, what kind of jobs did we create, actually, EJ? Not only government jobs. That's what communist regimes do. They only create government jobs.
What was last year's revision?
It was a downward revision of 800,000. I mean, it was absolutely massive. And what that essentially covers, though, is just so people understand, these aren't calendar years. The way the Bureau of Labor Statistics does this is from March of one year to March of the next. So it essentially includes quarter one of a certain year and quarter two, three, and four of the previous year. Again, it runs from March of one year to March of the next. So it doesn't quite line up with the calendar.
I don't want to wonk out here, okay? But we are now no better than China. There is a reason why the world's capital flees here. Europe is, you know, a rotting socialist hellhole. China and, you know, these emerging countries, they're nice and stuff, but you can't believe their statistics. It's why Russia's not thriving despite having like probably the best natural resources on earth. Well, they do have, except us. We're the only game in town. And if we keep doing this every time Democrats are in office, yes, we're having a jobs boom. You know, go ahead, invest here. Oh, did we lie about that? Yeah, sorry. How do you invest in that? We've never seen this before. Folks, Take a listen. Eric Teitel, CEO, Center for Renewing America.
Just think about what EJ is saying. Every job that was created under the Biden administration was a government job. Every single job. That's not an economy. Yep. I agree with EJ.
No,
you
it's
do
not.
Want this capital investment, but you want it to flow into real productive capacity, real industry.
Right. So what are we seeing here? What did the Fed chairman say yesterday? Oh, well, you know, we're not seeing the economic numbers we want. What are you talking about? You lowered rates to help Joe Biden, Kamala Harris win when we had zero jobs. Folks, but I want to point this out because I want to take credit for this. I told you this would go. I told you this is exactly how this would go. Okay. They will admit that we are in a jobs apocalypse. I've been saying for a year we're in a jobs apocalypse. They will admit we're in a jobs apocalypse when Trump wins. Then the Bureau of Labor Statistics, just as captured an agency as the FBI by the left, will begin telling the truth about jobs, and it'll look like jobs are more hemorrhaging jobs. Well, I want you to pay attention to this part because there never were any jobs. Let me ask you a question. Joe Biden's people, they lied. They said when he left office, we were growing at 4%. Do you believe that? With no jobs. Just an economy that's just booming, man. Growing and on fire. Got to slow it down. Does an economy that's growing at 4% not create jobs? No? Yeah, it creates a ton of jobs. Yeah, Joe, that's what Biden left us. This is amazing. No, he didn't. Because the GDP numbers are a lie, too. It's all a lie. It's all a house of cards. And the jobs numbers, that's the symptom where you could tell if you're sick. You know, you got an elevated temperature. The economy was sick. Folks, I think we probably have been in recession for several quarters. And now they're like, oh, Trump did it. But the recent jobs numbers where it tells us, oh, you know what? It's not net, it's not positive 4% growth. No. Actually, now that we think about it, it's negative 0.3. In 9 weeks? 9 weeks, we go from positive 4 to negative 0.3. Okay, sure. No, they're just revising it down. Folks, we got to get these people out of the system. They are toxic. They're cancer. And they're also controlling our financial stats now.
All right, now to a Fox News alert. More than 80 anti-Israel protesters arrested at Columbia University after masked demonstrators stormed the school's library. Watch this. At least two people were hurt during the chaotic protests. The university responding to the situation, writing in part, quote, these disruptions of our campus and academic activities will not be tolerated. Individuals found to be in violation of university rules and policies will face disciplinary consequences. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio sending out this warning, quote, we are reviewing the visa status of the trespassers and vandals who took over Columbia University's library. Pro-Hamas thugs are no longer welcome in our great nation.
Okay, so update, the two who were harmed were law enforcement. Those were pro-Hamas thugs. And how they got here is not a mystery. They came through the visa process. They have discovered a weak link. That's Democrats running these universities. And they're applying for student visas. And then when they come here, they get violent. Take over the library. Folks, if you want to see what the future looks like, if we don't get a hold of these student visas and we don't stop our college campuses from becoming terror recruitment centers, because that's literally what's going on here. Trump gets it. This isn't free speech. You need to go look at this tweet of mine from May 6th, and I just retweeted it. Seattle. It's Seattle. There's another university out there where they violently took over an engineering building. Same people, Hamas thugs on visas. And Antifa joined them. You should see, just, you got to see this, okay? You know when there's a riot and the police will come out and they're dressed head to toe in black, they've got the riot shields, they're all trained? Antifa has the riot shields. They have the billy clubs, they have everything. They're dressed just like police and they drive the police away to protect Hamas. What is that? That is the Democrat grassroots fusing. I keep telling you, they are melding with Hamas. They are melding with Iran. This is why Iran is funding these demonstrations. These are takeovers of our universities. They are becoming terror recruitment centers. where the martyrs are honored. And guess what? You see into violence. What's next? The bombings. What's next after that? It spills off campus. That's what they're doing. It's the next logical step. You've got to see this. This is Antifa overpowering Seattle cops, riot shields, pushing them away from the building to help Hamas. This is the melding of the Democrat base with violent Hamas protesters, which is why Marco Rubio has got this nailed. No more visas for thugs. Look, I want them to have free speech in their country, not in my country. Not after they hurt law enforcement and take over buildings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.